it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm perhaps the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. If you want to join the fray, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a whole lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA in 140 characters or less. We do have another big-time show for you today on tap, and I'll set the table for all that's going down on the other side. But what I want to do now is what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, with rare exception. It's we run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. And as always, we start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is an outstanding app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple-based, be it Android-based, or even be it Windows-based. Or simply just go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio as well. Again, app versatility, Windows, Apple, Android, it doesn't matter. Or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big hump day edition of the attack and open the phone lines at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We're back to kick off the attack right after this short timeout.
Howdy there. I'm the extra crispy colonel for KFC, here to tell you about my delicious new Chicken Littles. Their sandwich is made with an extra crispy hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun. That's the sound of your mouth applauding. And now you can get two Chicken Littles in KFC's $5 fill-up. Sorry, my mouth just won't stop applauding. KFC, it's finger little good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league, like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. Or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Boy, Robert, you couldn't come up with a more apropos opening for this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know there's a lot of you out there that do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Again, big show on tap for you over the next couple of hours. And we're going to cover a lot of different things. And on this hump day, there's not a ton of the traditional on the field, on the ice, on the court sports stories that stick out for me. So I'm going to go in some other directions today. And I'm going to start with the comments from John Tortorella as it relates to players who are going to play for him for Team USA for and their choice to sit for the national anthem. So we'll start with that. Then we'll get into some of the things that are right in sports. And that's going to take us pretty well all the way through hour one. I've seen some very touching things the last couple of days in sport. And I want to get into that after we're done talking about John Tortorella and his stance on players who will use any form of protest and not honor our national anthem for Team USA in this upcoming 2016 World Cup of Hockey. As we roll out of hour one and into hour two, we got a pair of guests, 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. Chris Thomason from the St. Paul Pioneer Press will join us, and we'll talk the Sam Bradford trade from a Vikings perspective, and then roll it out and take a look ahead to their week one matchup with the Tennessee Titans, as well as the season as a whole. That's with Chris Thomason at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. And then to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Mike Haynes, Pro Football Hall of Fame cornerback, and Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt will join us. We'll talk a lot of football with Mike, along with a little prostate cancer awareness with both Mike Haynes and Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt. That's at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But where I want to go for the start of this show is I want to go to John Tortorella. As I said, you know, he has made it clear in speaking to Linda Cohn on ESPN that he will bench any of his players if they sit during the playing of the national anthem. And his quote, to be exact, is they will sit there for the rest of the game if they choose to sit during our national anthem during the World Cup of Hockey. We have the upcoming World Cup of Hockey that will take place before the start of the NHL season. And John Tortorella has made it clear that anybody on that World Cup of Hockey roster that decides to protest in any form during the national anthem, and specifically in his quote, he said he was referring to players that choose to sit during the national anthem. If they do, they will sit there for the rest of the game, and that's his quote. Obviously, I would think this would be something that would carry over, and I can't put words in his mouth, but I would think this would be something that would carry over to the Columbus Blue Jackets, where he is the head coach in their upcoming season. Again, that's not specific as to what he said. He was specifically talking about his players that are on the U.S. squad for the World Cup of Hockey. But I'd have to assume that any potential ban or any potential blowback from a player protesting, using the national anthem as a form of protest, would meet with blowback from Tortorella in the form of being, in essence, a healthy scratch and sitting on the bench and not playing. Now, in light of everything that's gone on with Colin Kaepernick and what it's brought to light, not only about social injustices, but how we show our displeasure with some of these social issues, I want to take Tortorella to school. I want to be perfectly clear. The NHL does not have a policy requiring players to stand during the anthem. And as a result, he should not have the same, he should not have any additional requirement. If the NHL hasn't specifically stated, and rightfully so, as we've talked about a lot over the last couple of weeks, what makes this country so great, what that anthem symbolizes, what that flag symbolizes, is that we have the right to make these choices, to stand for the national anthem, to put our hand over our heart, or to not do so. As we've talked about for the better part of a week and a half since everything that Colin Kaepernick was doing as protest has come to light and has become a matter of public discussion. The thing that makes this country so great, not perfect, which is the reason for the protests, but so great, is the freedoms that we enjoy. In other countries, a dissenting opinion can be met with jail time for treason or death. And even Nate Boyer referenced it yesterday in our interview with him. And he said, don't think I'm getting extreme. It does happen in other countries. You have a dissenting view of what's going on, and you take the government to task in any way, you disappear. It can happen. So the realities are one of the things that makes this country so great is the ability for your voice to be heard, no matter what your voice has to say, and to be heard in any reasonable manner that you see fit. That's what our flag, it's one of the things that our flag symbolizes, our freedoms. That's one of the things that song is supposed to commemorate, our freedoms. And that freedom extends to standing, sitting, kneeling, honoring or not honoring the national anthem. And in light of everything that's gone on over the last couple of weeks with Colin Kaepernick, since his protest has gone from a silent protest to one that has taken this nation by storm and has gained momentum, you would think John Tortorella would have learned something from that and understood that while he doesn't favor using the national anthem as the forum to protest social injustice and enact social change, he should respect the rights of his players to do just that. And as I said, the National Hockey League has no policy, and rightfully so, requiring that players stand during the anthem. And it's become abundantly clear, whatever John Tortorella's views are, that he's learned nothing from the National Football League and the 49ers and how they handled Kaepernick's protests, where they said, we have no policy that requires that any player stand for the national anthem. While we would prefer that they do, again, they talked about the freedoms that we enjoy in this great but not perfect country. We are an imperfect country, but we're the greatest country in the world. And that freedom not to stand during the national anthem is a freedom we have the right to exercise. So for John Tortorella to be silly enough to say, I'm going to bench any player if they sit during the national anthem. Not only, and the bigger, the big picture of this is, number one, you're doing a disservice to your team and not putting them in the best position to win if you bench somebody for this form of protest, whether it be the World Cup of Hockey or the Columbus Blue Jackets. And that's the least of it. You're also trampling on the freedoms that we enjoy in this great country and standing on the neck of somebody who is trying to express themselves and trying to have a voice. On the other side, more on John Tortorella and his desire to quell any form of protest under his watch. Your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
He's exercising his constitutional right to make a statement. I think there's a long history of sports figures doing so. I think there are a lot of ways you can do it. As a general matter, when it comes to the flag and national anthem and the meaning that that holds for our men and women in uniform and those who fought for us, that is a tough thing for them to get past.
That is the President of the United States, Barack Obama, bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. The topic of discussion thus far has been John Tortorella and his statement that he will bench any of his players if they decide to sit during our country's national anthem. And the direct quote is, they will sit there for the rest of the game. And this is first going to come to light as it relates to the World Cup of Hockey. John Tortorella is the head coach of the U.S. team in the upcoming World Cup of Hockey. And, you know, I guess then these same guidelines would apply, and he hasn't made that clear, but I'm assuming that would be the case, you know, for the upcoming season with the Columbus Blue Jackets. That said, in the last segment, we talked about a number of things and why John Tortorella is so off base. And you would have thought in with the firestorm around Colin Kaepernick from all sides that he would have actually learned something about the rights that we have in this great country. Yet it appears abundantly clear that he hasn't. And again, I want to make my position clear, and I want to hash this out from all perspectives and from all angles, and I encourage you to weigh in at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Now, as I've said, am I a proponent, and do I agree with Kaepernick's form of protest of the social injustices that he wants to enact change upon? Absolutely not. I've talked about it before. The flag and the anthem symbolize the great freedoms we enjoy in this country and celebrate those freedoms. And even our president, Barack Obama, if you listen to what he said, what he said was that flag and that anthem, they symbolize and they hold great meaning for those that fought for this country and others. But what Colin Kaepernick is doing is he's exercising his constitutional right. And anybody else that protests in this manner is merely exercising their constitutional right. Because we don't have to agree with how everybody uses their constitutional rights, but they all have a right to use those aforementioned constitutional rights. And that's really what I'm driving at here. And that's been a common theme for this show since this situation involving Colin Kaepernick and his form of social protest have come to light. I've said many times, I don't like the forum that he's using to enact social change. But I will defend to my death his right to do so. And anybody that wants to take away that right within our Constitution to enact social change doesn't love this country as much as they say they do. And again, I get it. It holds deep meaning for everybody, in particular those that have fought for this country. And I understand their anger. And I understand how they feel they're disrespected. But again, this is not a country where conformity always has to be the case. Free thinking is encouraged. That's what makes this country so great. And if any of you listened to our interview with Nate Boyer, and if any of you read his open letter, it was about stopping the hatred. It was about stopping vitriol and anger when somebody expresses a dissenting view or expresses a view that you don't agree with in a manner you don't like. Let's stop the hatred. Let's stop the oppression. And in the case of John Tortorella, he's standing on free speech, which is one of the foundations that this country and its freedoms are built upon. So for him to say that anybody that doesn't sit during our national anthem is not going to play, you think you're showing more love for this country than Colin Kaepernick or Jeremy Lane or any of the others that have protested in various forms, or in this particular case, in some way protesting and making their discontent known during the playing of our national anthem? No, you're no better. You're worse. Because you're trying to stifle the freedoms that that this country is built upon, that they enjoy, by saying, if you don't stand and honor our country during the playing of our national anthem, you will not play. So you're not better. It's the same way I've talked about those that have attacked Kaepernick with anger and hatred. Let's take a look at the reaction of Nate Boyer, a Green Beret who fought for this country and risked his life and limb. He has never expressed hatred. He has stood in support of Colin Kaepernick, not necessarily of the way he is expressing his discontent, but of his right to do so. And he has asked others to stop with the hatred and the vitriol and the anger in the message. As the president of the United States said, Colin Kaepernick's expressing his constitutional rights. As Nate Boyer has said, Kaepernick's being an American. And the realities are, it's more un-American for John Tortorella to say that any player that does not stand, or specifically sits during the national anthem, will sit there for the rest of the game. That's more un-American than not standing for the national anthem. Because those that are sitting for the national anthem, they're trying to enact some sort of social change and make this country better and spotlight a problem that, while there's been great progress, there's a long way to go. John Tortorella not allowing that most reasonable form of protest. While I don't agree with it, and I don't think it's the best forum, it's their constitutional right. Not allowing that without penalty, that's unconstitutional. It's un-American. And it's oppressive. And it's dictatorial. And I'm amazed that in light of what's gone on the last few weeks and all the national attention that it's gotten, that Tortorella hasn't learned from the stance that the NFL has taken, that the San Francisco 49ers have taken, where they said, we would prefer that everybody honor our country during the playing of the national anthem. But we have no such requirement than they do so. And if you couldn't learn from Nate Boyer, the San Francisco 49ers, the National Football League, can you learn from the President of the United States? This was these quotes from the President, almost everybody heard them. So I guess on so many levels, John Tortorella doesn't really understand in many ways, in light of what's gone on, what it's like to be a good American. You can say what you want. You can paint yourself as a flag-waving American. And I get it. I get it. There are a great many people that love this country that find Colin Kaepernick's form of protest distasteful. And I understand it. But to butt heads in the manner that Tortorella would, to do it in the manner that many people who have expressed anger and hatred in violent ways, the burning of Kaepernick's jersey, you're no better. You're actually worse. You're part of the problem, not part of the solution. Remember what this national anthem and what this flag stand for. They stand for freedoms like there are in no other country in the world. So, John, get your head out of your chute and realize that diversity, the right to protest wrongs within this country and try and make a difference and enact change, is the unalienable right of every American. And for you to stand upon that and squash that is as un-American as anything you can do. On the other side, let's get into the good within the world of sports. We'll cover a couple of stories that spotlight the good in sports next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphaned and abandoned children. In 134 countries, including the U.S., SOS Children's Villages provides vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
And we led at the top of our telecast, the Huskers mourning the tragic loss of Hunter Sam Foltz. And as you see, they line up here. A poignant reminder of how fragile life can be. How a dear teammate will never be forgotten. With points towards the sky, one man short in the formation, but he will forever be in the hearts and minds of Husker fans.
Yeah.
Sam Foltz, who tragically lost his life July 23rd. Mike Sadler, formerly the punter at Michigan State, also perished in that automobile accident. SF-27, you can see it throughout the stands. It's on the helmet decals. And now the Huskers welcome a true freshman to the special teams family. There's Drew Brown, the place kicker for Nebraska, such a close friend of Sam Foltz. The Huskers sent Caleb Lightbourne, a true freshman.
Well, that call was courtesy of the Big Ten Network, and it brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack as we roll on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. I thought that audio was very much apropos to play because I thought it spotlighted what was good in the world of sports. In the face of a great tragedy, Sam Foltz, it was the punter for the University of Nebraska, and he died tragically in a automobile accident over the summer. And the Nebraska Cornhuskers, in their first game of the season, which thankfully was in Lincoln, wanted to pay tribute to Sam Foltz. And when they went out in punt formation for the first time, they lined up without the punter. They took the delay of game penalty, which Fresno State very benevolently declined. And the truth is that Mike Riley, the head coach of Nebraska, went to talk to the people at Fresno State and let them know in advance that this was going to happen. And the people from Fresno State decided, we're going to decline the penalty. It's the classy thing to do, and it's a way to help the Lincoln, Nebraska, and Nebraska football community honor Sam Foltz, who died tragically way too young, and to commemorate him, honor him, and start to heal. That's what's good in sports. The loss of Sam Foltz is incredibly tragic and sad. There's no question about that. It is a tragic loss for his family, his friends, everybody in the Lincoln, Nebraska community and the Nebraska football community. But in the face of this great tragedy, the Nebraska football family shows great class. And they say, we want to honor Sam Foltz. And we're going to line up. And we're only going to put 10 guys back there. And if we get a 5-yard penalty, so be it. If they want to decline it, we'll let them know we're doing it. If they want to decline it, so be it. But it was a classy, classy display. And I guess a great way to commemorate somebody lost too soon. So now hopefully for the Foltz family, the Nebraska football family, and everybody affected by the loss of Sam Foltz, the healing can really begin. But I thought the opposition, Fresno State, showed great class. They don't have to decline the penalty. You know, Mike Riley can go and he can talk to the coaching staff of Fresno State and say, listen, this is what we're going to do. And I can say, okay, do it. We're taking a 5 yards. We got a football game to win. It's within their rights. Whether they're warned in advance or told in advance that this is going to happen or not, they don't have to go along with this. It's the classy thing to do. And sometimes within sport, there's something bigger than winning. And doing the right thing and commemorating those that have fallen and being classy. And this was one of those moments that was all of those things. It was classy. It was heartfelt. It was right. It was good. You know, when you do a program like this, you spend a lot of time dwelling on the negative. Arrests, life spiraling out of control, contract disputes, bad performances on the field, whatever it is that we talk about on a day-in, day-out basis. But negative cells. And that's what we often find ourselves dwelling upon. You look at what I opened the show with. Two segments on what I feel is a very negative story. A very short-sighted, in many ways, John Tortorella. And his choice or his statement that he will bench any player that sits during the national anthem. Again, and I spent the first two segments explaining why Torts is being so short-sighted. Again, you listen to what the president said. And Torts, you don't have to listen to me. I'm not all that bright. I'm just some guy who comes on the radio and talks sports. And maybe I'm not all that bright. I don't have all that great of a perspective. But president of the United States is bright, whether you like him or you don't. In order to get elected today, you've got to be a bright guy. And you've got to have some perspective. And as he said, it's about expressing his constitutional rights. So a guy like Torts on so many levels, in the face of what the president said, in the face of what Nate Boyer said, and basically in the face of watching all the anger and vitriol go on, where it's just hate begetting hate and not solving any problems, in so many ways, that's what's wrong with sports. And that's what's wrong with a lot of the people in it. You see something like this and you say, you know what? It's bigger than wins and losses. It's bigger than X's and O's. And there is good in sports. It ends up on the back burner, on the back and way behind the bad in sports. But on a day like this, where there's no obvious, huge, must-talk-about headline, I thought I'd talk a little bit about the good that happens within the world of sports. And Nebraska football commemorating Sam Foltz the way they did, that's the good. The Fresno State Bulldogs declining the penalty and not making Nebraska pay for commemorating and doing something good within the world of sports, that's good. You then turn the page and you move forward. And again, I thought it was a great way to commemorate Sam Foltz. And I thought it was a great choice by Nebraska. And I thought it was incredibly classy by Fresno State to let it happen and not take advantage of the situation and not take the 5 yards. I know, big picture things, 5 yard penalty on a punt in the middle of the field like that, not a big deal. I get it. But nonetheless, it's the right thing to do. And I like when we do the right thing. And you know, on the heels of that story, I want to pull up a story about Sam Foltz's brother's house being burglarized while they were at a memorial for Sam. So that's the other side. The burglar, fortunately, is in custody. And, you know, really, really kind of a sad story, as this is a story that has rocked the Lincoln community, the Nebraska football community. But police have arrested a man suspected of robbing the home of the brother of the late Nebraska punter, Sam Foltz. And the home was robbed while Jordan Foltz was out of the memorial service for Sam. So he ended up losing about $1,400 worth of items, a television, things of that nature. And it's not that. It's just that Foltz was so upset because he just couldn't believe, after the emotional and trying times that he's had to deal with, that somebody would actually take advantage of the fact that everybody knew that Jordan Fultz would be at a memorial for his brother to break into the house, rob the car, go into his vehicles. So, well, there's the other side of it. You know, there's good and bad in everything. We're trying to spotlight some of the good, but, and I guess the good news there is the suspected burglar in the robbery of Sam Fultz's brother's home, Jordan Fultz, is in custody. And I guess another one of the classy stories that I want to get to, and it, again, spotlights the good within the world of sports, and there's not enough of that. And that's why I'm taking this opportunity to do that today. And that's Holly Rowe's been battling breast cancer for quite some time, and she's continued to work in the face of it. And she was on the sidelines, a sideline reporter for the WNBA game involving the Minnesota Lynx, and they were taking on the Phoenix Mercury, and, you know, just classy. And it really showed again. Cheryl Reeve, the head coach of the Lynx, really showed that, hey, there's a lot bigger things than sports themselves. So let's take a listen to the entire 54 seconds here, courtesy of ESPN.
Coach, you spent so much time in the scout talking about limiting Netka. So what did you think when she came out and scored 7 straight points? What did you change there to get her stopped?
We didn't change anything. We actually didn't execute the game plan. But more importantly, Holly, no matter what's going on in the game, what's more important is what's going on with you. And like I told today in shoot around, we are so proud of your strength and your fortitude and the way that you're tackling breast cancer. And us bearing the name Mayo is no more significant than a day like today for breast health awareness. And so we are so proud of you, and we stand with you, and we think you're absolutely amazing.
Thank you, Coach. Should I follow this up? I have another basketball question.
No, your second. What you're doing today is important as what you're doing.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Boy, that was classy. Again, just trying to spotlight the other side. Some things are just bigger than the game, wins and losses, X's and O's. And it couldn't have been articulated better by Cheryl Reeve, the head coach of the Minnesota Lynx of the WNBA. And you could see the joy and gratefulness in the face of Holly Rowe if you watch the video. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it in a number of places. So it's not always bad, and it's not always an ugly side. There's good in sport, too. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano on Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. 800-878-PLAY if you want to get involved in the conversation. Again, that number, 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And the major subjects of discussion really have focused around John Tortorella to start and his statement that he would bench any of his players if they sit during the national anthem. And he was specifically discussing his Team USA players for the World Cup of Hockey. I assume the same would apply for the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I talked about just how un-American in many ways Tortorella's sentiments are. I played you audio from the President of the United States, Barack Obama. I talked about the fact, I talked about the statements from Nate Boyer and others, and that's kind of the ugly side in many ways of sports. The ignorance in some ways of John Tortorella of the freedoms we enjoy in this great country. And I've talked a lot in this show about how we dwell on the negatives. It's kind of what we do as a society, and it's often what we do as sports talk hosts in this business. And I thought I did a great job in the back third of this hour of spotlighting some of the good in sports. Cheryl Reeve, the head coach of the Minnesota Lynx of the WNBA, and her talking about Holly Rowe's courageous battle, and the Lincoln community honoring Sam Fultz. I thought that spotlighted the good within the world of sports, and that warmed my heart a little bit, and I was happy to do it at the back end of hour one. We'll step aside now and get ready for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a shorter road to nuclear weapons, and it's an incompetently negotiated deal.
Republican Donald Trump on the campaign trail yesterday referring to the Iran nuclear deal on the same day that the Obama administration acknowledged that it was a total $1.7 billion transfer to Iran earlier this year, well more than the initial $400 million delivered, as was earlier disclosed. That was the money that was sent on the same day that Iran agreed to release four American prisoners. Two further payments were made in the weeks that followed, payments Republicans call ransom.
Well, we want to make sure no additional money is spent until reparations have been made by Iran for what money is owed to Americans after the hostages were held for 444 days.
That's Republican Senator John Barrasso speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Congress is back, and a Zika virus funding bill is still stalled. In the Senate, a more than $1 billion bill failed to hit a 60-vote threshold needed to move forward last night.
I've supported every single Zika proposal that has come before the Senate, regardless of which party wrote it. Tonight will mark the 12th time that I have voted to move forward.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio, Democrats objecting to part of the bill which places some restrictions on Planned Parenthood funding, similar add-ons to a bill in the House that would provide Zika funding, have also caused that one to stall.
To every American who has been waiting for real change, your wait is over. Your moment of liberation is at hand.
Republican White House nominee Donald Trump there speaking at a rally in North Carolina, saying on his first day in office, if he's elected, he'll get rid of what he calls unconstitutional executive orders. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A grim milestone in the city of Chicago's history. It's recorded over 500 homicides already so far this year. That's higher than all of last year. Chicago's top cop saying the department's doing all it can to combat the rising violence. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson saying things won't change until the state passes tougher sentencing laws for repeat gun offenders.
If we had the gun laws in Chicago that L.A. and New York have, we would see our violent crime cut in half.
Johnson's comments following a Labor Day weekend that saw 65 people shot in Chicago, 13 of them were killed. A different story in New York City, where as the police commissioner there, Bill Branton, gets ready to step down, he's pointing to dramatic drops in crime over the past two decades.
Branton says overall crime is down 73% since 1994, when cop stat tracking began during Branton's first tour as top cop.
I'm leaving as I began with very good crime numbers.
Mayor Bill de Blasio praised Branton for his policy of targeting a small group of criminals, pointing to a plunge in murders, about 350 in 2015, nearly 2,000 in 1993.
If we, God forbid, had stayed around that kind of level of homicides, literally 29,000 more New Yorkers would have been lost to us.
Ethan Harp, New York.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the fray, dial me up, 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. It's toll-free, so there's not much stopping you from getting involved in this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. We do have a big hour on tap. We're going to start it out by talking to Chris Thomason from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. We'll get his thoughts on the Sam Bradford trade to the Vikings from the Vikings' perspective, as well as a look ahead to Game 1 against the Titans and the season as a whole for the Minnesota Vikings. Big things were expected before the injury to Teddy Bridgewater. Want to see if any of that's changed out in Minnesota. Then at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Mike Haynes, Pro Football Hall of Famer, will join us along with Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt. We'll talk a lot NFL and a little prostate cancer awareness with those two gentlemen at 40 after hour number 2. In between, we'll tackle some other things in the world of sports, but very quickly, as we do at the top of each and every hour here on the Spano and Black Attack, we're going to let you know the number of ways you can check out the Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline via your devices. Start with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Listen live link, let you keep up with all the doings as they happen. If you go to our homepage, lots of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more, sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. You can download either of them to any device you could think of or go to their websites, iHeart or TuneIn.com. Wealth of on-demand content on both apps and Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels on both apps. That's iHeart and TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And let us never forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank them all for their service. On the other side, Chris Thomason, St. Paul Pioneer Press. All things Minnesota Vikings, most notably the addition of Sam Bradford. That's next, so you keep it where it is.
Howdy there. I'm the Extra Crispy Colonel for KFC, here to tell you about my delicious new Chicken Littles. They're sandwiches made with an extra crispy hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun. That's the sound of your mouth applauding. And now you can get two Chicken Littles in KFC's $5 fill-up. Sorry, my mouth just won't stop applauding. KFC, it's finger-little good.
Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league, like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. Or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack by going right out to our phones and bringing in from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, he's Chris Thomason, and we're going to talk all things Minnesota Vikings, most notably the acquisition of Sam Bradford from the Eagles. Chris, welcome to Spano and Black Attack. Really great to have you up this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
You there, Chris?
Oh, yes.
There you go. My pleasure. Really excited to talk to you. Now, at this point, it looks like Sean Hill is probably going to start the season opener. He got the majority of the first team reps from what I hear in practice. Talk to us a little bit going into Sunday what this horse race looks like in the short term, and then we'll expand it out bigger picture.
Well, they're splitting the first team reps in practice. That's what Coach Zimmer said on Monday. The media hasn't been able to attend practice this week, but Sean Hill is listed as number one on the depth chart, but still there's been no official announcement. And usually on Wednesdays during the regular season, teams always make the starting quarterback available to the media. They actually, the Vikings, are making both quarterbacks available because they don't want anybody to read anything into it. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any announcement today on who will be the starter, or they're going to use gamesmanship and not tell anybody all week. I mean, most people believe Sean Hill probably will be the starter just because he's been with the team, obviously, throughout training camp, and Sam Bradford just arrived.
You're of that same mindset, Sean Hill for game one. Give Bradford a chance to learn this game plan a little more, see how Sean Hill does, and most likely, based on the price you paid for Sam Bradford, by week two or three at the latest, Sam Bradford's under center as the starting quarterback for the Vikings?
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to start Sean Hill. Look at the scenarios. If you just rush Bradford out there, he's not ready, he throws three interceptions, then everybody's saying, what the heck did you do this deal for? His confidence is hurt. Things are kind of a mess. You start Sean Hill, I mean, if he totally stinks it up, hey, then you just bring in Sam Bradford. And if you start Sean Hill and he plays great and leads you to the victory, well, I guess that's a nice plan, a nice problem to have.
Let's talk about this deal a little bit, Chris. Obviously, a lot of people think that the Minnesota Vikings paid a very heavy price to bring in Sam Bradford. I'm inclined to agree, but I'm of the mindset that this deal makes perfect sense for them. The window is wide open right now. This is their window of opportunity these next few years based on Adrian Peterson's age, how they're built, the NFC outside of maybe Carolina, Arizona, and Seattle being devoid of truly great teams. And with the unfortunate injury to Teddy Bridgewater, if they go into the season with Sean Hill, they really don't have a chance to make a deep run through the playoffs. Acquiring Sam Bradford puts them in a position to take advantage of a window that's open right now. So I understand and can justify the price they paid. Your thoughts on this deal and if it makes sense for the Vikings and if it justifies the high price?
Yes, I agree with that. I mean, they gave up a lot, but they kind of had a gun to their head. I mean, here it is a week before the regular season. There really weren't a lot of alternatives to get, anybody that wasn't just a lower echelon or mid-level at the best quarterback. And, you know, you certainly mentioned Adrian Peterson. He's 31. I mean, he looks to be defined age so far, but obviously he can't go on forever. They're also moving into a new stadium. I mean, you just can't think it up potentially in the first year of a new stadium when you just paid $1.1 billion and you're charging the fans these outrageous seat licenses and ticket prices and what have you. But, in terms of the window with those factors, namely Adrian Peterson, yes. But it's still a pretty darn good defense and a young defense, and I think they're going to be playing solid defense for years to come. So from that end, I mean, the window's not going to close quickly.
All right, that's fair. My concern particularly is on the offensive side of the ball. I know Adrian Peterson is Superman, but he is 31, and, you know, age is everybody's kryptonite, even Adrian Peterson. So I guess from that standpoint, I get the trade. You're giving us great perspective here. And I guess looking ahead, and we're joined by Chris Thomason from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and we're talking all things Minnesota Vikings, most notably to start the Sam Bradford trade. Offensive coordinator there is one of the very best in North Turner. Sam Bradford thus far in his career, he's been injury-prone and disappointing. Well, this is probably the best offensive line he's ever been behind in Minnesota, and this is probably the best offensive mind he's ever worked with in North Turner. How do you think Bradford's actually going to do when it's all said and done there in Minnesota, especially when you consider he's going to have a great running attack to lean on?
You know, I think he'll certainly be adequate. Norv is not going to throw in a tremendous amount of plays and overload Bradford when he first gets in. He knows he has a good defense. He knows he has Adrian Peterson. And, you know, I think it's important to note that while Teddy Bridgewater is certainly an up-and-coming quarterback, and he was looking great in the preseason, I mean, he didn't exactly tear it up last year. I mean, he really didn't complete a long pass all season. There were questions, you know, about his ability last year, and he was basically just a low-risk quarterback and last year, and I think they'll continue to play the same type of low-risk offense they did last year.
I think fair enough, and I think that puts Bradford in a position where he can succeed. Moving on to this team itself, we'll look ahead to their matchup with the Titans a little bit and kind of forecast what you expect on the season as a whole. I think they've done a good job of improving the offensive line. They bring in Alex Boone, Andre Smith, and I think they're going to be able to, obviously with Peterson and McKinnon as a change of pace back, run the football very well and not have to ask their quarterback to do a lot. And the offense will look an awful lot like last year's. Top five in the league in rushing, bottom couple of teams in the league as far as passing yardage. But I think they'll be able to do a pretty effective job of controlling the football, taking some heat off of a very good defense and keeping it rested, and keep games at a tempo they like. Your thoughts on this offense building on what it did last year?
Yes, I agree. I mean, we're all curious to see how Peterson will look, if it looks like he absolutely hasn't lost a step. If he wins the rushing title this year, he'll be the oldest rushing champion ever, supplanting Curtis Martin in 2004. And the offensive line is definitely better. They brought in Alex Boone, who's really doing a great job. Matt Khalil on the left-hand side is looking better. Although, you know, there's still a few questions. Andre Smith, who you touched upon, was kind of up and down in the preseason, and they maybe don't have quite the depth that they had thought they might have on the offensive line. Mike Harris, who was a solid lineman last year, has been out with an undisclosed illness. Phil Oatholt was going to come back, and then he suffered another injury and retired. John Sullivan was beaten out by Joe Berger at center, and then they released him. I mean, some of those guys would have been cut anyway, perhaps, but they still don't quite have maybe the depth they thought they would have on the line, so they got to make sure they don't have any injuries up there.
How do you feel about the weapons in the passing game? You know, that was one of the big issues why their passing game wasn't able to move beyond where it was. Number one, Bridgewater was young. Number two, pretty limited weapons in the passing game. Do you think they've built upon that, put themselves in a position to be a little more dynamic offensively through the air?
Well, they've got a lot of receivers with potential. They need one or two to really step up. Stephon Diggs has looked really good during the preseason. He had an electrifying first four games last year as a rookie, but then he kind of leveled off, and the rest of the season was a little disappointing. He obviously has to up the pace and maybe not necessarily play at the rate he did in the first four games, but certainly much better than the way he closed the season. Charles Johnson, who was pretty solid 2 years ago, had some injury problems last year, lost his starting job. He looks to have bounced back. And they've got Laquon Treadwell, first-round draft pick, who has been kind of up and down in the preseason, but they don't necessarily need him really to step up and make an immediate impact if a couple of the other guys I mentioned, Diggs and Johnson, really play well.
You know, you go to the defense, and we're getting a little short on time, but you mentioned how good this defense is, and it's real good on all three levels. I was surprised to see how much yards they gave up on the ground per game, and they really only in the middle of pack in rankings as far as, you know, yards per game on the ground. And your opponent this week will be the Tennessee Titans. Well, if they can do one thing with a big physical offensive line and two even more physical running backs, that's pound the rock. Do you think the Titans pose a difficult matchup for the Vikings when you consider that the run defense wasn't as good as I thought it was last year and the uncertainty right now at the quarterback position?
Well, the run defense, that was one of the things that they focused on during the offseason. I think it'll be better. They got off to a little bit of a tough start in the preseason against Cincinnati. They did win that game, but the defense didn't look too great early on. But then the defense started playing much better. I mean, Linville Joseph at nose tackle keeps getting better. And then also on the defensive line, Danielle Hunter, defensive end, is really going to play. He's not going to start necessarily this year, but he's really going to play a lot more snaps, while Brian Robeson, the incumbent, is going to play less snaps. So they're making a transition there, and I think that overall also will help the defensive line.
Final quick parter from me before we let you run. Now, obviously, with this team in particular, because of some of the transition they're going through at the quarterback position, I don't know that week one is any indication of where they're going to be on week 17. But how do you see Sunday's matchup with Tennessee going? Do you like them to win that game, number one? And when we're all said and done with the regular season, where do you see the Vikings standing this year?
Yeah, I would anticipate they can win the opener. I mean, the Vikings are still, compared to Tennessee, the Vikings are, you know, a more veteran outfit, and Tennessee is still kind of rebuilding a bit. And so I think that's certainly a winnable game. I think they want to get themselves in decent position, though, for that second game, which is also why the quarterback situation is kind of so key, because the second game, they're at home Sunday night. The new stadium opens against their rival, Green Bay. So I think they kind of want to know, have an even better idea, obviously, where Bradford stands for that game. So maybe if Bradford doesn't necessarily start the first game, maybe they'd like to at least get him in so he's a more viable option to perhaps certainly play at least by week two.
And where do you see them being when they're all said and done at the end of the line, week 17? You think they win this NFC North? You think they're a wild card team? Or do you think they're on the outside looking in the playoffs?
It's going to be tough to win the division. I mean, Green Bay is still very good. Aaron Rodgers had his ups and downs last year. I think he'll be back. He's got Jordy Nelson back. I still like the Packers to win the division, but I think with the Vikings defense and with their running game and what have you, I think they can certainly sneak into the playoffs as a wild card team, maybe a 10-6 type season.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for the insight. You gave us great insight on the Vikings, what's going on, your thoughts on the trade. You really covered all the bases with us. We're going to look you up throughout the NFL season as it unfolds and as news becomes more and more relevant in Minnesota, hoping they have a very good year. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Chris Thomason from the St. Paul Pioneer Press joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, talking all things Minnesota Vikings, from the acquisition of Sam Bradford to the additional pieces on defense and everything in between. On the other side, open phone lines again, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Attack right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And got a number of topics on the plate. Most of our one was focused on John Tortorella. And in my mind, his... what's the word I'm looking for? Uninformed or, I think, inappropriate comments and the choice to sit players for not standing during the national anthem, I think, is very short-sighted. I weighed in with my thoughts. I gave you the reasons why. I played audio from the President of the United States and talked about some of the other things that have gone on in light of Colin Kaepernick's form of social protest over the last couple of weeks. And I think in light of that, John Tortorella's comments, very uninitiated. And if you want to weigh in and agree with me or disagree with me or get into a dialogue on it, 800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, again, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. If you want to talk about the good in sports, which we spotlighted at the very back of our number one, Sam Fultz being memorialized in Memorial Stadium in Lincoln during Nebraska's matchup with Fresno State. We can also talk about Cheryl Reeve and the absolute class and grace that she showed during the Minnesota Lynx WNBA game when being interviewed by Holly Rowe, who's battling breast cancer. And again, as I said, she said it best. Nothing on this court is as big as what you're going through. Sometimes, despite the fact you're listening to a sports talk radio show, which means you're passionate and love sports. I'm doing one, which means I'm passionate and love sports. But there are things in life bigger than sport, and that's what sports fans sometimes forget. And I wanted to remind people of that today. That number one. And number two, I also wanted to remind you that there is good in sports. You know, we so often dwell on the negatives and the missteps of people within the world of sports. I just wanted to spotlight some of the things that are done right and some of the good people within sports. And I think we did a great job in hour one of doing that as well. And you can weigh in with your thoughts on that again at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529, or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56. We got Mike Haynes coming up in just a few minutes, and we'll talk football in Los Angeles. Raiders moving to Las Vegas, prostate cancer awareness, and a whole lot more with him in just a couple of minutes. But I guess what we'll do is we'll follow up our conversation with Chris Thomason from the St. Paul Pioneer Press as it relates to the Vikings. And he mentioned he thinks the Vikings will be able to take the measure of the Tennessee Titans in the opener. And, you know, I'm not so sure. I thought, you know, coming into this season with a healthy Teddy Bridgewater and the way he was growing at quarterback, along with perhaps some of the growth of some of these weapons in the passing game, the improvement on the offensive line, as he talked about Matt Khalil better, the addition of Alex Boone, an absolute road grader at guard, and adding Andre Smith on the right side. I think I would, and even some improvements to what is a very good defense, I would have liked Minnesota to win the NFC North this year. While I like the Packers, I'm not in love with them. I like them. I don't think they're a great team. I don't think the Vikings, even with Bridgewater, were a great team. But I think they were ahead of the Packers. This injury, the adjustment period for Sam Bradford, having to play Sean Hill for a short period of time, the uncertainty as to what Bradford is perhaps as an NFL quarterback. I think when you combine all those things, I think Chris was right. The Vikings still in the NFC are probably a wild card team, but they're now probably a 10-6 team, and they're probably behind the Green Bay Packers. That said, you know, we were talking about it in the interview. What they are right now in September, it's probably a lot different than what they're going to be in December or January. I think, you know, it's going to be a work in progress offensively that may cost them a game or two early. And then when they hit the ground running and hit stride, depending on what Bradford becomes, well, maybe, just maybe, they make the playoffs at the wild card, but perhaps, you know, one of the three or four best teams in the NFC playoffs and are able to make that deep run. North Turner is a brilliant offensive mind. Pat Shermer's on that staff. He's somebody that Bradford's comfortable with. Mike Zimmer's a very good head coach. They've got a terrific defense. The running game last year, they didn't defend as well as I thought they did. And, you know, when I went looked at the numbers, but they've made some changes to address that. So I think when they're all said and done, 10 wins is right around where they're going to be. They're going to surge late. They're going to struggle a little bit early. And for that reason, and because of the improvement that I see coming down for the Tennessee Titans, in their own building on Sunday, I got to tell you, I like Tennessee. I think this is where Tennessee pulls the upset. Because when you look at Tennessee last year, right, neither of these teams are going to pass the ball and be particularly dynamic throwing the ball. Tennessee maybe a little bit more than Minnesota. But running the ball, the Vikings are a top five rushing team with Superman, probably towards 1, 2, or 3. Last year, Tennessee was near the bottom of the league in rush offense. That's not going to be the case this year. Big physical offensive line, two big physical running backs. Defensively, you look at these teams, they're pretty darn evenly matched. One we know is good. One we don't talk about, but they're actually a pretty damn good defense, especially with that offense hamstringing them last year. That offense will be much better. It'll result in that defense being even better. Uncertainty at quarterback and everything else. I think Tennessee pulls the upset in week one over Minnesota. Something to watch. Hall of Famer Mike Haynes joins us next, along with Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphaned and abandoned children. In 134 countries, including the U.S., SOS Children's Villages provides vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to get involved, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We're just waiting for Mike Haynes and Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt to jump on with us, and we'll talk prostate cancer awareness, football in Los Angeles, the Oakland Raiders, and a whole lot more here on the attack as we move along and get ready to tie a bow around it. But I guess the place we'll go, we've talked about the good in sports. We've talked about John Tortorella being perhaps short-sighted. We talked about the Minnesota Vikings a little bit. Tomorrow we're going to spend a lot of time on previewing the upcoming college football schedule and the NFL season opener. But I guess the place to go is the rankings in college football. And I know these polls mean nothing right now because until we get a playoff rankings that come out mid-October, none of this means anything. The AP and coaches poll mean little. But you still got Alabama on top at 1, Clemson at 2 in both polls, Florida State moving up to 3 in both polls, Ohio State 4. Now you go to the coaches' poll. How Stanford moves up from 8 to 5 the way they played against Kansas State, I have no idea. Michigan at 5 in the AP poll, Houston 6, Stanford 7, Washington 8. And the polls are all over the map on this, and we'll get back to that before the end of the show. But now let's go out to our phones and bring in Pro Football Hall of Famer, cornerback extraordinaire Mike Haynes, and Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt. They both join us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, gentlemen. Really great to talk to you this morning.
Good morning.
I guess the place we'll start is with Dr. Lowentritt, and let's start with talking about how prostate cancer is diagnosed.
Most men that are found to have prostate cancer, you really start out with a simple blood test and an exam that may give us signs that there's something to be worried about, which we would then follow up with a biopsy, which is a five-minute procedure that really gives us the answer, is there cancer there or not?
Excellent. Now, let's talk about those that are, number one, at most risk for prostate cancer, and number two, so that people understand that early detection is the key. Let's talk about just how curable prostate cancer is.
No, it's a great point. Overall, 1 in 7 men will be found to have prostate cancer. So it's an extremely common disease. But if you look even deeper, in the African-American population, it's about 1 in 5. And if you know that someone else in your family had the cancer, it's about 1 in 3. So, you know, it's very important to kind of understand your own personal risk. The really important thing, though, is that it's very unlikely that you're going to see or feel anything as a man that tells you you have prostate cancer until it's really too late to do anything about it. Found early, prostate cancer is a very treatable and curable condition, and in many cases will not progress in a way that's going to cause any problems. So it's something that can be taken care of, kept an eye on, and just put behind you. But if we wait too late, it can be deadly.
Well said, Doc, and I think you made some very apt points, and hopefully everybody in our audience realizes that maybe the most important thing is regular doctor's appointments, not just when you're feeling badly. Annual physicals, chest x-rays, all the things you're supposed to do, follow those protocols, and it'll help you and put you in a position for early detection, which may end up not only saving your life, but giving you a long and happy quality of life.
Absolutely. I can't say enough. That's fantastic. Well put.
All righty. What I'm going to do is turn this. I'm going to head to Michael now. And, Mike, your journey with prostate cancer, yours was discovered at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Talk a little bit about your journey since the diagnosis and where you are today, sir.
Well, I really wasn't diagnosed at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. As Doc was saying, is that, you know, there's a blood test and a digital rectal exam, and that comes before. And that's what happened to me. At the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I attended a screening, and they did a blood test, a digital rectal exam, and that led to a conversation there with the doctor trying to find out my family history. When he told me that 1 in 7 men would be diagnosed with prostate cancer, I was really surprised because I had never heard of prostate cancer. So I asked him, how many women are diagnosed with breast cancer? He said, 1 in 8. So more men are going to get prostate cancer than women breast cancer, but I had never heard of this before. And so that was a little bit alarming. And then with the stat that 1 in 5 African-American men, and meaning that there's a good chance I'm going to get this disease, I was really alarmed. So I came back home, talked to my primary care doctor. He took my recent screening results and compared that to my other physicals that I've had, and he realized that my PSA level had risen in the last 2 years quite a bit, and enough so much that he recommended I go for the biopsy, especially not knowing my family history. He thought that might be a safe way to go for me. Fortunately, the biopsy came back positive. And I say fortunately because that allowed me to find out I had this disease in the early stages when it's most treatable. And I've not really looked back from that. And I've been thinking how fortunate I was and want to make sure that other men don't find out by luck the way I did, by just being in the right place at the right time. That other men are being more proactive about their health and talking to their doctor about their health early on.
Well, you know, Michael, before we swing the discussion to football, I really want to ask you one more question as it relates to the awareness factor for prostate cancer. And I want to ask you this. Beyond what we've already talked about, what do you want others to know, other men to know about prostate cancer?
I want them to know, if it runs in, they need to know their own family history, know their own personal risk, because if it doesn't run in their family, they can wait to really get serious about these kinds of staying on top of this. If it runs in their family, that means they need to know a lot earlier, many years earlier, so that when they find out that they have it, hopefully they find out when it's most treatable. That's really it. That is really what this whole message is about. It's about early detection. The NFL season kicks off this month, and this is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. It's a great time for football fans to share, if they have the disease, to share their history with their friends, and maybe men can start to talk about it so that all men will find out early if they have this disease. They find out in the early stages.
Boy, well said by both of you as far as prostate cancer awareness. I know it's something I deal with in my family, and constant checking and regular doctor's visits has been a hallmark of my life to make sure that if it does happen, or perhaps in my case, when it does happen based on my family history, that we catch it early. That said, and we are joined by Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Haynes and Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt. And we're talking prostate cancer awareness, and now we're going to talk some football here on the Spano and Black Attack. I guess the place I want to start with you, Michael, you spent the big chunk of your career in Los Angeles with the Raiders. The Los Angeles fan base is very fickle when it comes to football. The Rams are now back in Los Angeles. They're drawing great thus far in the exhibition season, happily paying $80 to park their car. How much gravitas
really?
Do the Rams have before the... Yeah, well, people are paying $80 to park their car. I saw the signs and everything else. How long will the fan base, how much gravitas will they have in Los Angeles before they're playing to a half-empty Coliseum if the Rams don't hit the ground running, as it were?
Well, I think you your observation is right about, I think it's going to be important for the Rams to win. Los Angeles has been dying for a football team, and they've had great teams there in the past. They've had great college teams there. They love football. I think it's great. So the good news is, though, is that they don't play against themselves. They're always playing against another worthy opponent, and that team will have a fan base. So I think that I don't know how big the new stadium is going to be, but if it's like a 65,000, type size, I think that they'll always be able to fill that stadium. If it's more than that, I still think L.A. is so many people that they'll still have a good chance of filling it. The plans are great. It's a great location. Everybody loves coming to Los Angeles for football and for sports and entertainment and things like that. So I'm glad football is back in Los Angeles.
All right. I just wanted to, as somebody who played football there, you know, we saw over the years how the joints would be half empty. So I wanted to see how you thought that fan base would react by having a team in town.
Oftentimes people come to L.A. for sports. They come late and they leave early.
That's because of the traffic.
It's sometimes it's traffic related, but usually because there's so many things to do. And so this new stadium, supposedly they're going to have a lot of entertainment going on all the time. You know, even not necessarily on Sunday for football games, but all the time. And so there'll be plenty of things for fans to come, reason for fans to come early and to stay late. And I think that'll make a huge difference.
One more quick before we let you run. We'll let you shave some time off and get back on schedule pretty quick here. The Raiders, they can't get a new stadium in Oakland. It's very realistic they end up in Las Vegas. Your thoughts on them leaving Oakland and going to Las Vegas?
Well, I personally would like to see them stay in California. But if they can't get the stadium or the type of deal in Oakland that they really like, I like Las Vegas as a second alternative, mainly because it's a place where almost every airline has a trip there. Southwest goes there all the time, and it's internationally, and the NFL is trying to grow the sport internationally. Around the globe, people have heard of the town Las Vegas. They love going there. They have already an expectation of entertainment when they go. Sundays are dead in Las Vegas, a dead day. And so with football, now people will have a reason to stay an additional day. So I think the people in Las Vegas will love having a team come. And you can imagine people in Mexico and in Asia and Europe flocking to an opportunity to come to an NFL game in Las Vegas.
Well said. Gentlemen, I wish I had more time because I have some more areas I'd like to go, but I want to keep you on schedule. I thank you so much for a few minutes, not only in spreading awareness as it relates to prostate cancer, but Michael, in your case, giving us some insight on the NFL. As we go out the door, where can we find out more about prostate cancer awareness?
Well, the best place is the website, knowyourstats.org.
Mike, thanks so much for a few minutes. It was truly a pleasure. Dr. Lowentritt, thank you very much. Really appreciate the time from both of you. You both have a wonderful day, and you're welcome back on the Spano and Black Attack anytime you'd like.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt, along with cornerback extraordinaire and Pro Football Hall of Famer Mike Haynes, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And that segment was brought to you by the American Urological Association. They were the ones that provided the research and data that both Michael and Dr. Lowentritt were able to give you. And they gave you great insight on prostate cancer awareness. And they also, in the case of Michael, gave us some great insight into football in Los Angeles and also the future of the Raiders and his thoughts. So and we've talked to Michael on more than one occasion in the past. So we always enjoy having him on. We're sorry we got him to you a little bit late, but we wanted to help them shave some time off of that and get the PR firm back on schedule. So we cut it a little short, but we covered most of the ground I wanted to. I guess the final thing I would like to have really covered with him was his thoughts on the forum that Colin Kaepernick is using to try and enact social change. On the other side, we'll take you home and tie a bow around this hump day edition of The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to take you home here on this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Truly a mixed bag. Hour one was bigger picture stuff, and we went all kinds of different directions. Hour two, interview loaded. We really broke down the Minnesota Vikings top to tail. And then we talked prostate cancer awareness and the future of the Raiders and Los Angeles football with Michael Haynes and Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt. We do thank both of our guests, not only Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt and Mike Haynes, but also Chris Thomason from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, who gave us great insight on the Vikings. As always, I want to thank my producer, Robert, for pushing all the right buttons all the time today. But I guess most importantly, it's really about all of you out there. You know, the Sports Byline audience and the Spano and Black Attack audience. You're what it's really all about. You're the reason we keep doing this every day, and you're what makes it so much fun. And I'm grateful each and every one of you, and really enjoyed, you know, this edition of the attack, the fact that we could go in a number of different directions, and not every day going to be just hardcore sports. Sometimes we'll get into some bigger picture things and try and attack some different things. And the freedom I'm given here at Sports Byline allows me to do that. And the tolerance of my audience of the different unique directions we go in. So I thank all of you. Thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons. Thank all of our guests, Benjamin Lowentritt, Dr. Benjamin Lowentritt, Mike Haynes, Hall of Fame cornerback, and, of course, Chris Thomason. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning. So until then, Good day, all.